I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Donald Trump, you're fired. Maybe he didn't hear exactly those words memorialized by his wildly popular reality show, The Apprentice, but Mr. Trump has been terminated. He's lost his job as chief executive of Trump Hotels and Casinos. The company will be in bankruptcy proceedings by the end of next month. Bob Moon joins us now from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. Bob, what happened to the Donald?
Well, this has been coming for quite a while. You may have read or heard that one of the many stories about his dire financial straits, even while he was holding forth on his business acumen on The Apprentice. In fact, he was amassing nearly $2 billion worth of debt at his casino properties. Those include the Taj Mahal in Atlantic City, the Plaza, and Trump Castle. And yes, you did hear that right, $2 billion. He's also got a riverboat casino in Indiana. Trump followers will recall that this isn't the first time his casinos have gone under. It happened in 1992 when those three same casinos were $1 billion in debt.
So are these companies in danger of actually going out of business?
Not really. The way this seems to be playing out is that it would be a preemptive strategy, a prepackaged bankruptcy, so they can reorganize the company without jumping through some of the financial hoops that are required in some bondholder agreements. And it still may not happen, but we spoke to Jane Pedrera, a gaming analyst at Lehman Brothers, and she says they weren't in imminent trouble because they've been making all their interest payments.
I think the real issue with them was that as Pennsylvania opens up gaming and as there's more competition, were they in a position to really move ahead? You know, a lot of people think it's going to be an increasingly competitive environment down Atlantic City.
Pedrera also mentioned that while Donald Trump certainly has his fans, the casino business isn't like it used to be, driven by the celebrity of, say, Merv Griffin or Trump. Now it's all about amenities, and the Trump casinos didn't have the cash to do the things that they need to do to keep up with new players.
So what's next for the Trump casino?
Well, already the trading on the New York Stock Exchange has been suspended. That's already happened in light of developments. This Chapter 11 plan could happen around the end of September, and Trump would no longer be the majority shareholder. His stake in the company would be cut from 56% to 25%, and Credit Suisse First Boston would gain controlling interest. He gets to keep the title of chairman, but he'll lose the CEO title and also has to give up some trademark rights so the casinos can still use his name and face for ads and other marketing purposes. So the casinos would keep operating, but under somewhat new management. And by the way, Trump's non-casino real estate properties aren't threatened by this. Those are held separately. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at the battle heating up between banks and credit unions.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and it's produced by American Public Media.